Amen. When the leadership says that this is what we're going to do, it is not up to us to say, Pastor, it's not possible to do that. It's not up to us to say that, Pastor, I don't think that's going to work. I feel that even though it seems that way, we can try. The scripture says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So as long as the leadership is not telling you to go kill somebody, as long as the leadership is not telling you to go against the word of God, as long as the leadership is not leading you astray, if it has to do the work and making things work for the kingdom, even though it may seem impossible, like this, like for example, the general overseer will usually tell that Yadeyemi, we're going to build maybe 500 rooms. Because last convention, we realized that the amount of space that we have was not enough for the people. We are constantly growing, and the international guests from all over the world, they keep doubling every convention. So, Pastor Adeyemi, I want us to build 500 rooms. This is September. I want us to build 500 rooms by December. The man is, he's up there in the, above 70 himself. So this is, looks impossible. But Daddy Adeyemi does not say, sir, I'm going to try. He doesn't say, sir, this is unreasonable. We only have 3 months. He says, yes, sir. And he goes on and begins to raise whatever team, whatever is necessary to make it happen. And of course, Pastor Adeboye is also not at rest. He does what needs to be done, which is, I think that one of the things that we are, you know, when we talk about the leadership is concerned, as the leadership gets down further to like about our level, we haven't recognized yet the purpose of the leadership. We have not recognized yet the purpose of the pastor. The pastor is not the one that's supposed to be picking up the chairs. The pastor is supposed to give the vision, cast the vision, and the soldiers begin to work, and the pastor takes a position of prayer. That I know, he knows himself that the demand, Pastor Adeboye himself knows that the demand that he has placed on the man is much. It's only going to take the act of God to help him complete the assignment. And so Pastor Adeboye goes and does what he does best, which is to go in the prayer closet and begin to lead them and back them up with prayer. But if Pastor Adeboye gets doubting sounds that comes from the people, then he won't have a choice but to abandon the prayer and help them go and be lifting the bricks. But when the soldier understands, yes, sir, it's not up to, when we understand by which power we are operating in, then we will not look at our own ability to say, I know what I'm capable of and I know I can't complete this. We're not focused on what we can do. We are focused on what God can make happen through us. And so that is what I see that is happening in camp. And so being able to say, yes, Lord, we can see these examples in the scriptures when we talk about leadership. If we look at 1 Kings chapter 18, it talks about the story of a man of God that says, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. People are like, what? Dude, this stuff is dry up in here. It has not rained in a very long time. Everything is dried up. Cactus are crying out, talking about, we need some water. It is so dry. And here is, are they going to be able to pull up the scriptures for us? Okay, they're not on duty yet. 1 Kings chapter 18. I think it's from verse 41 through 46. If you're there, you can read for me. 1 Kings chapter 18, 41 through 46. Hold on there. He said to Ahab that go up, eat and drink. Don't worry about the situation. Go and eat and drink, because I hear the sound of abundance of rain. That's casting the vision. Let's just look at it that way. Let's not look at it as that it was a prophecy. It's casting the vision. This thing is going to happen. He's telling the king that I'm telling you that I hear the sound. Hearing something that is not everybody else does not hear is a very challenging thing. And that's where leadership comes in. God has positioned leadership to say that I am seeing something that you don't necessarily have to see it. But you know that this man is a man of God. If you don't, then you're in the wrong place. You know that this man is a man of God, and he says he sees something. Continue reading. My God. Pause there. I am seeing in the life of Pastor Adeboye scriptures being fulfilled. The things that I'm reading in the Bible, I'm like, he does that. Because it is not for him to cast the vision and then start helping with the preparation of the vision. He said it. This is what I see. And then the Bible says that he goes where? He goes where first? Go back a few sentences. He goes on top of the mountain. He bows, takes a position, bows down on the ground. That means he is not seeing the people. He's given the vision. How you're going to make it work is in your hands. I am going to go and ask God to give you the strength. God to give you the ability to do what you need to get done. He takes a position where he's not even looking at the situation anymore. He is facing God. The Bible says that he puts his, if you note how the Bible described that, it's almost as the position of that which is about to give birth. When a woman is going, it's not the way we're giving birth. The way we give birth nowadays is an illegal way. It's absolutely not normal for us to be laid up in the bed and our legs cocked open. That is not the normal way of giving birth. We are not supposed to give birth on our backs. We are supposed to, in the olden days, they would have two stones. And a woman would take her position in the between those stones and hold those stones, bearing down, squatting to give birth. That is the normal way to give birth. And so when the man of God cast the vision, he goes in the presence of God and he begins to labor in the spirit because he is pregnant with this promise. He is pregnant with this idea and he must birth it forth and so that the people will be able to make it happen. He goes and takes that position. Continue reading. Wait. The man of God said, this is what we're going to do. This is what is going to happen. And then he tells his servant, go and check. So the servant goes, I don't see nothing. Okay, let me go back and tell him, I don't see nothing. Then I would say that dude, the servant, he should have just stayed out there. I know my master. I know he ain't crazy. And I know he's a man of God. And I'm going to stay up in here until I see the cloud. But it was a little bit difficult. So he was like, it was really dry. It has not rained in a long time. It's not that he's all that crazy. It had not rained in a long time. He goes up there, the heat. Yesterday, lately, when I go out into my head begins to, I have a serious headache. The heat, 107, 106. I'm like, there's no reason for this kind of heat. I go out there to get in my car. I'm like, why did I buy a car with leather seats? What was I thinking? In Texas of San Antonio, why did I buy leather seats? I sit up in there, oh God, why do I have to torture myself like I'm in hell every time I try to drive my car? It is so hot. I mean, it's crazy. So can you imagine every time this servant goes up, the heat hits his face. Hardly there is a drought happening. Hardly no water. No water. This dude goes out. Oh, my God. OMG. I cannot. No. I'm not staying up here. There ain't no cloud. Master. While the man of God is praying, I don't see nothing. And then he says, go back. Second time, go back. I don't see anything. Third time, go back. I don't see anything. Fourth, you know what? The reality of the matter is nowadays, we would have been frustrated. You know what? I mean, this is ridiculous. To send us nowadays seven times to something that you do not even see. You don't even see that it can happen. And that's where I'm really going today as far as us being workers and being trained to do the work and to be focused on the assignment and to understand what is the purpose of what we're doing and how are we supposed to follow our leader. It is not our job to say that, no, it is not going to be possible. He said, go and check. I'm dealing with God. You go and check, number one. You go and check, number two. You go and check, number three times. You go and check, number four times. Sometimes by the time I send some people to the store like five times, they get tired. The next time they come, they drop the stuff real quick and they go. Let me get my car real quick. Before First Lady sees me again, I am tired. Glory to God. She gonna send me to the store 500 times. I'm tired. They go home. People leave without permission. They'll be like, sir, I went to the store four times for First Lady already. I'm going home. I make a decision that it's time for me to closing time. It's now for me. It's time to close. So therefore, I'm checking out. I don't have to tell her nothing. I don't have to tell her nothing. I done went to the store four times. If that ain't enough, here is the church card back. I'm going to give it to, can you imagine? I just want to paint that picture for a moment. I'm just using that as an example. I give the church cards to Sister Wumi and send her on an assignment. And Sister Wumi goes to the store. Let's say it's not three times, just that one time. She goes to the store, and when she comes back, she does not report back to me, give me the information. She says to Victoria, First Lady told me to go get this here. Give it back to her. I'll see you later. Bye. She go home. To me, that's not how they used to do it in the olden days, and that's why they saw results. The woman of God that ministered over the weekend, she said, we're not seeing fire in the church anymore. We're not seeing a revival because the level of commitment of the people has changed and has decreased drastically. Of course, there was always an exception where you just absolutely cannot be there, but carrying the leadership along is also very important, not just give the responsibility to somebody else and not taking ownership of that thing, understanding that there is a reason why I am sent to do this particular thing. It doesn't have to be the store. It could be any assignment whatsoever. There is a particular reason why I am assigned to this. And I need to take ownership and take responsibility of it because this is the work of God. A lot of us, we take more ownership and responsibility over somebody else's business where we're getting that paycheck than even the work of God. And so I see that this man, the servant, keeps going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he didn't complain. He may be complaining in his mind, but he didn't tell, you know what, I'm sorry, I can't. I don't see anything. It took 7 times. Then please continue the story. I want to see what happens because the man of God said, go check and say, and said up to 7 times. Continue reading. Praise God. So he kept on until what the man of God was saying eventually showed up. Sometimes, because God has put leadership in place, they see certain things that we may not necessarily see to begin with. Like the general overseer tells us, keep starting churches, keep starting churches. So if I was to look at myself, when we started the church, was I equipped? Absolutely not. I was not equipped. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, what? All right, we're going to start this church. All right, we started the church. Pastor, from the beginning to the end, he does everything. Opening prayer, praise and worship, the whole 9 yards, take the off, everything. I was just looking like, I just barely got born again. Not so long ago. I don't know what, I can't do no announcement. I didn't know what was going on. So where am I going with that? When God says something through leadership, we may not necessarily understand it. In fact, other people will be speaking against it. Ha, Redeemed Christian Church of God, where 2 or 3 are gathered. Because they feel like, well, we keep starting churches and the churches are not really thriving because there's only like 3 or 4 people in the church. What's the point of being? That doesn't make sense. That's what they're saying. But we have a vision by the leadership and we're following in that vision. It does not make sense in the beginning. Like it didn't make sense for me to be a pastor's wife. It doesn't make sense. I didn't know anything about it. But when God speaks, he will fortify. I am not the person that I was when we started 13 years ago. God, the shoes are too big in the beginning. So when you step into it, it is absolutely too big. But God himself will grow you to fit the shoes. So we don't have to understand. On a final note, very quickly, there was another example I wanted to show you about being able to follow and not say, it is impossible, but at least try to make it possible. There's another story in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 16, where the Bible was telling us how David and his men, there were certain men that were following David. They were like, you know what, we like you. We feel like you should be our leader. This is you, there's something about you. Everybody else has rejected us. We want to be under you. And so they followed David everywhere. They were the mighty men of David. They fought wars with him. They did everything with him. So one day they were chilling. in the grass. They were chilling, and David was reminiscing about where they came from. So like, I just would really love to drink the water, you know, from my place. I really miss it. Now, this wasn't even a serious thing. This wasn't, we're going to battle, and I need you to do this. This was just a desire that it shouldn't even have. It wasn't something they should have taken seriously. But because they understand that David, God is with him. A lot of us, we see that God is with leadership or God is with some people, and we still treat them like they're normal people. Whatever. It's okay. Oh, you desire that? Oh, that's cute. Okay, that's cute. But even when it didn't really count, they saw that David said something. So the Bible says that they went, risked their life to make sure that this thing comes to pass. Read that scripture for me if you're there very quickly before I put down the mic. Second Samuel 23. Let's do 15 and 16 real quick. David poured it out because he was like, you know, this was just a desire. This is a personal thing. This is not even something that I didn't even ask you to do it. I'm just saying. I was just thinking out loud. And David was like, wow, you men are so committed that you will do this, you go and risk your life. No, this is too much for just a man. And so the Bible says that he took that offering and he poured it unto God. He took that water that they risked their life for, and he poured it unto God. You know, it's just that some people, they start off good, and then they mess it up in the end. We've had some people in this church that will go to the extreme level to make sure that pastor said this, and we got to make it happen, bottom line. It doesn't look possible, but we're going to keep on trying until the day we're supposed to show the stuff and we're going to do everything that we can. So that's the mindset as workers that I want us to keep in our mind, is that when we say leadership and we know that God is with this leadership, when they say something, they may not give us enough time. It may look impossible, but it is not for us to introduce that word of negativity of saying, I don't think that we're going to be able to do this. At least try. That we should at least try. So how pastor is following in this, what I'm saying, and how he's living this is, look, they say go start churches. That is the assignment that we're supposed to do. As we're not just supposed to pastor one church. We're supposed to try and start churches. He is doing everything he can to make that happen. He doesn't have to understand it. But that's the order from leadership. And we trust that Pastor Adeboye is a man of God. Praise the Lord.